This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Brandon Bauer on the line from the Lighthouse. And we're talking today about addiction because the Lighthouse is a biblical addiction recovery center. And starting off, Brandon, Trump signed in January a new federal initiative into he put that in place in response to addiction. And one of the things that caught my eye is that the health secretary is emphasized using faith-based groups in recovery, and that made me think of the Lighthouse. So as an addiction recovery service, what's your response to this new initiative?
Yeah, so anytime the White House gives a nod towards faith-based communities, it's a good thing. But then the question would be, what strings are attached? And I've been around the block a few times, and I know that with the nod towards faith-based comes some sort of attachment. So are you going to be pushing initiatives like medicated treatment assistance, or are you going to be saying if you get this money, you have to do this, you have to welcome the LGBTQ community, you have to do certain things to get the money? So while we're grateful for the nod and the agreement that the faith community plays a big role in this, I think most in the faith community are still leery. We've seen government clawbacks as well. So, here's money, but if you don't do what we want you to do, we can pull it back within the next 12 years or 14 years. Or so while I'm really hopeful, all of those things lead to that hopeful with some skepticism. I hope that many faith leaders like the Lighthouse can be part of the process, not just told what the process is. And but anytime the government's focused on addiction, I think it's a really good thing because our community members, our family members, our loved ones are struggling. And the more attention towards addiction, towards getting drugs off our street, towards helping those that are enslaved is a really good thing.
Thank you for that, and thank you for sharing kind of that perspective that like there's strings attached because I didn't think about that. So I appreciate your feedback. And as we
Yes.
yeah, sorry, go ahead.
Just to continue on with the strings attached, there's this thing called certified recovery residences, and we went down that path a little while ago, and they said, hey, we're faith friendly, we're this, and we kept walking, and the further we got into it, it was obvious that they weren't faith friendly. They were using the recovery residences as a way to control where the money went. And if they didn't like what you were speaking about, or whether you had a cross hanging on your door, or they could demand those things be changed, and or they want their money back. So again, it's just been it's been a journey, and I'm hopeful that this will be a journey without strings.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll talk a minute in we'll get into more about the Lighthouse and what makes your approach different in just a second. But I also, we wanted to talk about the broader picture of addiction and helping people understand why it's so difficult. So to start that conversation, how would you describe addiction?
Yeah, so addiction is any time that something captures your heart other than Christ. So it could be drugs and alcohol. That's what we normally think of, right? But then you have pornography, you have food, you have gambling, you have codependency, you have many things could be addiction. If it takes precedence over Jesus in your heart, it is an addiction, or an idol, as we talk the language of the Lighthouse.
And in today's culture, it's kind of like very accepting of all things. So I might even say that could extend to addiction. That's just some people might view it as like, oh, that's just something they struggle with. And maybe I would have struggled with something else. So I guess all of that to say is, Why does addiction bring shame, and how does the gospel offer hope?
Yeah, so well, first off, I want you to know that from it, he understands, and faith and struggle can coexist. I think this is reality that a lot of people don't understand. You know, Jesus loves deeply, and you might still battle addiction. You can love Jesus deeply and still battle your sin. And I think it's reframing this through the gospel lens. You know, sin enslaves us, but Christ liberates us. And if we're in Christ, if we're believers in Christ, it won't be that condemnation that we feel from the enemy. It will be a conviction from the Holy Spirit. This is what we call grace, right? Grace meets us in our mess. We don't have to clean up our mess before we come to Jesus.
And how does the lighthouse make, I mean, these are all good things to talk about, quote unquote, in theory, right? But how does the lighthouse make that tangible? And can you give us some examples?
Yeah, so the Lighthouse is 28 beds for guys who struggle with addiction, and we're taking men from all over the country who want to enter a biblical discipleship program that helps walk them through the struggles. We help them know that they are not defined by their addiction, and most importantly, they are not fighting this alone. You know, Romans chapter 8 talks about there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. That is the hope that the Lighthouse can give. There's no magic sauce behind what we do. We are just proclaiming the gospel to everyone who walks in these doors. There's a lot of examples. I work with men who struggle, and sometimes I get the privilege of working with them a couple times in a row. Or they come, they don't like what they see, they leave, but they know there was hope there, so they come back. And when they get to the bottom of their barrel, they know that they can make a phone call, and we're gonna talk to them. We're going to meet with them. We're going to continue to walk with them through this journey. I think it just comes down to change is a process. It's not instant victory, and we celebrate that progress as God's working in their life. No one will find perfection till they're in heaven, but God works through repentance and the renewal of the mind and community. And we're just providing a vehicle where they can have that community, point them to a new mindset, and point them to Christ for repentance.
Amen. And that's something I think that in itself offers hope. So, as people hear this, how can they get in touch with you? And then, what are some ways that we can pray for those who struggle with addiction?
Yeah, so we would love for people to visit our website at lhfw.org. That's lhfw.org. On there's all sorts of things. You know, you can learn about our food ministry, our homeless initiative, our drug and alcohol addiction recovery place. You can learn about our prison outreach. So that is really the key, or they can just call our office at 260-255-6413. And I don't remember the second part of your question.
Sorry, that's okay. How we can pray for people struggling with addiction.
Sometimes we get in our head about our sin, and we believe that no one can love us, and we get stuck in these loops that I'm worthless, nobody cares, and we just shut down, or that drives us back to use seeking satisfaction apart from God. So I just pray that I ask that you pray that God opens the eyes of those who are struggling to see their desperate need for Him. You can pray for us. Addiction ministry is hard. It takes effort to find people to fill our beds, to pay the bills, to hire the people that have the right mindset to help these folks from a biblical perspective. Those things take massive effort, and it's not easy, and we could use your help and prayers.
All right. That wraps up all my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you wanted to add?
Nope, the only thing that I would add is just don't be afraid to ask for help. The Lighthouse is here to help. There are other organizations out there to help. Just Google Biblical Counselor near me or Biblical Addiction Program. We'd be more than happy to just at least have a phone conversation to point you in the right direction.